Reducing Farm Nutrient Pollution. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. When farmers add nutrients to their fields in excess of their crop's ability to utilize them, these excess nutrients can enter the surrounding environments and create environmental problems. The primary culprits are nitrogen and phosphorus. These fertilizer components emerge from fields and enter local waterways and surface runoff. Researchers at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign have developed a form of designer biochar that can provide phosphorus in a time-released fashion and reduce the amount that escapes into the environment. The researchers used sawdust and lime sludge, which are byproducts from milling and water treatment plants, respectively. They mixed the two ingredients and formed pellets, which were then slow-burned in low-oxygen conditions to create phosphorus-laden designer biochar. Once the pellets bind all the phosphorus they can hold, they can be spread onto fields where the nutrient is slowly released over time. They tested the pellets in working field conditions. The pellets are used to remove phosphorus from drainage water and then can be reused in the field to provide the nutrient to the plants. The results were very encouraging. The biochar proved to be a very effective way to provide phosphorus to crops and then reduce how much phosphorus enters the environment. The cost of producing the biochar pellets was less than half that of alternative substances for phosphorus removal. There's currently no regulation that requires farmers to remove phosphorus from drainage water, but there are a growing number of conservation-minded farmers who want to reduce nitrogen and phosphorus losses from their fields. The idea that the recyclable pellets can both provide and control phosphorus is an attractive one. Earthwise is a production of WAMC. Find us on social media at WAMC Radio and listen anytime at WAMCpodcasts.org.